What's up? I'm back, and this is episode, I don't even fucking know at this point, 76, 77, I'm not sure, but I don't have a guest on this week, so I'm gonna continue doing what I've been doing when I do solo episodes, which is pulling one card and talking about the lessons. One card from the tarot, by the way, if you're not watching. And then talking about the lessons behind that card, the life lessons, the things that I've come to realize about the card, what I'm still learning about the card. It's not about card meanings. These episodes aren't about card meanings. It's literally the tarot just giving me topics to talk about. I'll probably talk about like readings and stuff like that, but how the cards show up in readings, maybe. I don't know. Let's see. One card. These are quick episodes, but I think they're insightful. And it kind of shows how I would like to, you know, when I become a therapist in my life coaching practice and all of the above, how I would like to utilize tarot beyond just divination and like, oh yeah, that person's cheating on you. All right, so let's see what we get. We have the Two of Pentacles in reverse. The Two of Pentacles is all about overwhelm. I think in today's society especially, we are told that we are only as good as the things that we have going on around us. And the busier we are, the more useful we are in society. And I think when the Two of Pentacles comes out in reverse, it's a sign of putting too much shit on your plate, maybe wearing yourself too thin. And this can apply to the people who consider themselves empaths as well. When you're in that space of not wanting to say no to anybody because you don't want to disappoint anybody, you have this plate that could only fit so much stuff, but you're literally piling things on and piling things on and piling things on. It's like trying to carry the weight of everything. Like it's trying to, when you go grocery shopping, it's trying to take all the bags in at once and realizing you're only one person and you can only do so much. That's what the Two of Pentacles is about. In reverse, it's overwhelm in the sense that like the things you're trying to balance out, or the things you're trying to put on the things you're trying to juggle, it's about juggling. You're not able to, you know. Everybody has a threshold. Everybody's threshold is different. I think this plays really, really true in my life, particularly when it comes to social gatherings and being involved in things, right? Like lately, and maybe this is a card for myself, but lately I've just had a lot of things going on. And all I've really wanted to do is rest. All I've really wanted to do after the week is done and all of the things that I've taken on during the week, right? Working for an internship, working for myself, coaching sessions, which, by the way, if you are interested in coaching sessions or a coaching package, click the link in the description below. If you're on YouTube, click the link in the show notes. If you're listening, torifranco.com, and then go to packages or services. Anyway, shameless plug. But and then, you know, being the producer of Bonnie and V's podcast, it's commitments, you know. You've committed yourself, or for me, during the week, I've committed myself to multiple things. And then by the weekend, I literally just want to spend time by myself. Like, I don't want a people. But that's not realistic when you have obligations, people's birthdays, people getting married, a baby shower, a bridal shower, this person's coming into town. You have obligations that you need to meet. Not all the time. I mean, it's okay to say no. And I think the Two of Pentacles in reverse is that reminder that it's okay to say no, to things you feel obligated to doing. You can't fit it all on your plate. Somebody else out there needs to hear this, right? But it's the truth. You cannot put everything onto your plate. And you know, this podcast is all about loving yourself and really walking in your truth and your most authentic self. And you know, what I've really come to notice is, like, people come to me for coaching sessions for just that, right? Learning how to be more confident within themselves. And a side note is, like, I'm like, how, like, I'm still working on this myself, right? But as a coach, I've learned that I am coachable, and I should always be coachable, and coaches aren't infallible, and coaches have their own lives and things that they're working on, right? That's a side note. But if you want to live to your truest, to your truest self and your most authentic self, drawing boundaries and learning to say no with certain tasks and things that you're needing to juggle and put on your plate is very fucking important. Probably one of the most important things, especially if you want to avoid burnout. And when the Two of Pentacles comes out in reverse, that is your reminder that you are on your way, if not there already, to burnout. You have too many things on your plate, and it's taking time aside to really allocate and delegate, if you can delegate tasks. If you can't delegate tasks, it comes down to allocation of tasks, right? Like, this is priority. This thing I have to, this event I have to attend, because if I don't, XYZ, right? Hold on, my card is full. Give me 1 second. I'm back. It's learning how to allocate, right? And prioritize what means the most to us. Like, one of the things that I've realized in taking on so many things this summer is that I take on a lot of other people's projects, right? I'm working for the fintech startup that doing their digital marketing, and while I enjoy it, it's not my end, right? It's a means to my end, and I recognize that, and they know that, but I still have to catch myself when I'm writing my to-do list and I'm putting those tasks for that company before my own, before this podcast, before the readings. Like, things in my life have taken a back seat. And sometimes that happens because you have responsibilities, right? And that's okay. But the Two of Pentacles is in reverse. It's all about finding that balance. And I think everything in life just comes down to balance, right? But this is really an indication that there needs to be that balance before you kind of forget about the task. This is more task-oriented than emotional. And I mean, this is energy-oriented too, right? Whenever the pentacles come out, the pentacles are all about the 3D world and the earthly world, the world we live in, the world we can feel, see, touch, smell, sense. The practical matters in life, it's not so much emotional, it's not so much when I think of pentacles, I think of our energy too, like expending our energy, like our physical energy. So you can look at it that way, but it's not an emotional card. It's more so, this is where you're putting your focus and your energy, and maybe you need to kind of pull yourself back a little bit and recognize that you might be forgetting about yourself in this area, right? It's okay to do a bunch of different things. It's okay to enjoy doing those things, right? But it's not okay to forget yourself in the process. It's not okay to drop all of your balls, you know, in the process, right? If anybody out there is finding that you're juggling so many things that you're dropping the ball here and you're dropping the ball there and you're forgetting this and you're, you know, messing up here, that is a sure sign that you need to take one or two things off of your list and reassess. And I think the Two of Pentacles coming out in reverse for me as I'm sitting here I'm in this boat too, right? I just pulled this card. So nobody else is here with me. I'm sure there are people listening or watching this podcast right now who can absolutely relate to what I'm saying. But at the end of the day, here I am, right? This is for y'all. This is for me, but it's also for me in the sense that I resonate with this so much. And intuitively, I've been telling myself, like, Tori, you're forgetting about your projects. You're taking on this, you're taking on that. People are asking you, hey, can you do this? And you're just saying yes to everything instead of drawing boundaries, instead, like, you know, with your tasks. Again, it's not emotional. It's more so, hey, can you do this? Can you come here? Can you do this task? Can you do that? And you're just like, yeah, 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 yeah. And every time you say yes, it just piles on and on and on and on. But your plate doesn't get bigger. Your plate doesn't have the capacity to hold all of these things. There's only 24 hours in a fucking day. There's only so much sleep you can deprive yourself of, right? There's only so much energy you can deprive yourself of before you're depleted and completely overwhelmed and burnt out. And then that's when it does get to the emotional burnout and the mental burnout and anxiety and even depression. And so this card coming out in reverse is kind of like a warning shot, right? Like, now is your time and your chance to take things off of your list that, not that they don't mean as much as the things that you're keeping on your list, but they're not as much of a priority, right? I enjoy, right now, I've been working out every single day. Not every single day, obviously. I got to give my body time to rest. But like 5-6 days a week, I've been working out and eating healthy. And that's a priority for me. So that stays on my list. Meditation, priority for me. That stays on my list. If I'm not meditating at least 5-6 days a week, that's not good for me. Stays on my list. My internship, it stays on my list because right now it's obviously it's paying my bills. It's a great opportunity, and why not? The podcast, the Spreading Humors podcast, that stays on my list because it's something I enjoy doing. It's fun. I'm right now training with a psychic. She's teaching me how to open up my own psychic abilities and like really open up to them and everything like that. And she's mentoring me. That stays on my list. That's important to me. And my life coaching stays on my list. But these six things that I just named are taking up a ton of my fucking time, right? And so you need to have balance. These are all things that I'm working toward. These are all projects that I'm involved in one way or another. You have to ask yourself, okay, that's where this card can come out too in reverse, is like, where's the balance? Where's the fun, right? Where's the you time? Not even like fuck fun. Like, okay, don't fuck fun off, right? We all have to have fun and be free and have, it can't always be a, listen, it's okay to put your head to the grind and your head into the game and really fucking go 150%. Absolutely. That feels really fucking good. But we're human beings and we need that human connection as well. And we need that social interaction, and we need to, you know, it's Maslow's hierarchy of needs, right? So after your survival needs, which is at the very, very base of life, you know, like you need food, water, shelter, survival. Actually, you know what? Let's pull it up. Let's pull up the pyramid, because I don't know it off the top of my head, but I think it's very important, right? So the hierarchy of needs in life. You have at the base your physiological needs: food, sleep, sex, shelter. You can't live without those things. So at the very core of life, you wouldn't be living if you didn't have those things, right? So that's the base. that is bare minimum for you to survive is you having those things, right? Once you have those things, you can move up. And now you have safety needs, which is security of body, your employment, your health, your property. That's kind of where the work comes in, right? So the work comes in where you're putting your face to the grind and really working your ass off in order to make money or build your business or whatever the fuck your goals are. That's kind of where safety comes in, because that ties back into money, right? And then after that is belonging, which is love, affection, family, friendship, sexual intimacy. So we can't, you know, you can essentially deprive yourself in the sense that if you don't feel like, if you don't feel like your safety needs are being met, like you don't feel like you're making enough money, obviously that you're going to stay in that little, area of the pyramid until you feel like where you're at, where you need to be. And I guess that's kind of where I'm at, right? But the Two of Pentacles coming out in reverse, I'm really going into the weeds here, but I think it's very important to go into the weeds because it just is, right? Even when you're working on your goals and you're really focusing on establishing yourself as a healthier person, right? You're working out, you're eating well. Okay, you're establishing yourself as a healthier person. Great. That falls under, I would say, safety, mixed in with a little bit of physiological needs, but it's not necessarily like somebody who is homeless, a homeless person isn't worried about going and doing workouts at the gym. They're worried about where they're going to get their next meal from, and that's where physiological needs really stem from, right? So I would put working out and being healthier and like fitness in the safety kind of bracket, because that's something you're working toward. It's a goal you're trying to achieve. You don't need to have a ripped body in order to survive in life, but it makes you healthier and it ups your chances of not dying when you're healthy, right? So just bear with me. So that working toward, again, building your business. For me, it's building my coaching business and my tarot mentorship and all of that and my intuitive business, right? I've really been working toward learning as much as I possibly can about what makes a coach a good coach, what I can do for the people who come to me with their issues, you know, because as much as I spent 6 months getting certified, and I am now a certified life coach, they just kind of throw you to the winds and they're like, okay, now you're a coach, go coach. And it's like, wait, what? So you kind of have to teach yourself, and you only learn the, it's like anything in life, you only learn the basics, the way you really understand the meat and potatoes of what you're doing is by doing it, right? So now I'm actually picking up some clients and learning how to coach and learning how to really hone my craft and figure out what I can offer somebody. So that's something I'm working on, plus the intuitive stuff and practicing that. Like, these are things that fall under safety needs, right? Security of body, employment, health, and property falls under safety needs, right? But we all do need that connection. We all do need that. We need to feel like we belong into a community, whether it is you're working out and you meet gym friends and those friends become your community, whether it's, you know, you're coaching and you build a community and you are part of that community. There is always a sense of belonging and friendship and camaraderie that is needed for, literally, it is needed for us. And so when the Two of Pentacles comes out in reverse, that can be a clear indication that we're spending too much time in one area and not enough time in another. There's an imbalance, either an imbalance of tasks, we're taking on too much, which is most likely what's also happening, which is why there's too much of this and not enough of this. It's an indication that life is a beautiful thing and working your ass off, working your entire dick off for your goals and your dreams is fucking chef's kiss and impeccable. But you also still need love and belonging. And you need to dance once in a while. And you need to go out and let loose and not be so goddamn uptight and be spontaneous and not be so structured. You know, it's like, in a spiritual sense, it's the combining of the masculine and feminine energy. Masculine and feminine energy have nothing to do with gender or sex whatsoever. Masculine and feminine energy is just, masculine is more left-brained, analytical, point A to point B, you know, mathematical and structured, whereas the feminine is more, let's take the scenic route. Let's enjoy the ride. Let's look out the window and kind of just be airy and light and free. And you need both of those in order to live life. And the Two of Pentacles in reverse can sometimes be like, you're too much in the masculine. You need to kind of bring in the feminine a little. Or you're too much in the feminine. Your head's in the fucking clouds. We need to find some structure. It's finding that sweet spot. When the Two of Pentacles comes out in reverse, you're not at the sweet spot in some area of life. Most likely, like I said, task-oriented. Now, if you want to know Pavlov. Pavlov was another guy who demonstrated conditioning. He had dogs. You could look him up. Anyway, the next bracket in the pyramid is esteem, which is achievement, confidence, position in a group, status. So you can tell that as you're moving up, these kind of things just kind of happen naturally. So you're working your ass off to become a fucking gym shark. You're working your ass off to get the body you want. You're working your ass off to build your business. You're working your ass off to get promoted at your job. And then you get that promotion and that's your achievement. You graduate college. You become the CEO. You become the fucking CFO, whatever it is. And then you have that status and that recognition, right? And that builds your self-esteem. And that builds your confidence in that area. You know, the more you work toward things, the better you feel, right? I've somewhat started to see, like I've only been at this for what, not even 8 weeks. Is it eight? Has it been 8 weeks? June? No. August 19th will be like 8 weeks since I started really going ham, working out and taking care of myself. But if you think that after 4 weeks of working out that I didn't feel better about myself, that my clothes weren't starting to fit better, that I didn't feel that just the confidence from taking care of myself and working toward my goals, you're absolutely fucking mad, right? So it just happens naturally when you start to really take care of yourself. But again, with the Two of Pentacles in reverse is being the card that I'm kind of talking about and maybe belaboring the topic, when you go too hard, you start to become at an imbalance. You start to become obsessed. Let's say the Two of Pentacles can be like, yeah, I'm working out every single day, and I'm starting to see results, and now I'm addicted. So now I'm spending all of my time at the gym. I'm barely eating, and I'm not healthy. There's the Two of Pentacles in reverse reminds us that there's a thin line between things, right? And again, it's that warning shot. Don't wear yourself too thin. Don't overdo it in one area of life. And then at the top of the pyramid is self-actualization, which to me, it says in parentheses, achieving your individual potential. But for me, that really on a spiritual level represents your spiritual awakening, you know, and What does it mean to be self-actualized? I don't even know if I know yet. I think we're all striving for that on some area of life, right? But it says achieving your individual potential, because we all have different thresholds of potential within us. And so whatever makes sense to you is your self-actualization, right? Like I feel like you consistently kind of go up and down this pyramid. And self-actualization, I think, is not as hard as people make it out to be, to reach, but it's not as easy either, right? And I think there are different camps of like thought when it comes to self-actualization, but I'm not trying to go into Maslow's hierarchy of needs. If you really want to read into it, like, I'm sure there are books on it and, you know, things dedicated around it, and it's very interesting and it makes a lot of sense to me. But the topic at hand is this Two of Pentacles in reverse, and it's really about being able to juggle with balance and ease all of the things that go on in life. Life throws us shit, man. You know, like, life throws us curveballs all the fucking time. I mean, I'm gonna keep saying it because it's one of my learning experiences, and it's definitely been a catalyst for change in my life. Like my grandmother passing away, not suddenly, but like really it was sudden. She was in good health, you know? And that was a curveball for me and my entire family. And had I not had some sense of balance between taking care of myself, right? The meditation, the non-negotiables, for me at the time was meditating every single day. And priority was school every single day, making sure that I really did that. Had I not had some sort of balance, I think I would have really gone off the rails a lot more than I did. And I fucking did. And I still, you know, I don't know if I've fully processed everything, but that's a discussion for another time. I'm sure that card will eventually pop up. But the balance in life is, there's a sweet spot that I think we all need to find. And we probably are not all at that sweet spot, especially if the Two of Pentacles is coming out in reverse. I would assume if you're listening, you're definitely not at the sweet spot. And try and, you know, consider reworking your schedule, if you can, like the parts that are flexible that you can rework, obviously. Don't call your boss up and be like, well, you know what? 9 to 5 doesn't work for me. I'm doing 10 to 6 now. Go fuck yourself, right? Obviously, you can't change that, but the things that you can rearrange and the things that you can change, the Two of Pentacles in reverse is saying, do it. Take things off your plate. This is your sign to take things off of your plate. I give you permission, because you owe it to yourself to feel human, to feel like, you know, if you feel like your schedule is not burdened, but is saturated with work, 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 work. Think of one thing that you can replace, like one project you can replace with fun. Go bowling with your friends. Even if you don't want to leave the house, have a fucking Zoom call. Even if you don't want to people, you don't need to people. If you're an introvert and you don't really want to hang out with people, watch Harry Potter. You know? Spend time by yourself reading your favorite book. Spend time by yourself taking a bubble bath. That's what the Two of Pentacles in reverse reminds us, is that we are at an imbalance. We're doing too much of one thing and not enough of another, and we need to reassess. And so I know I rambled and I apologize, but I think it's very important. Let me know if you guys like these little rants that I do, inspired by the tarot cards. It's funny, as I just shuffled, the Four of Swords just came out in reverse at the bottom of the deck, which is literal burnout. So there's somebody out there who's on the verge of that. And so this is your cue to fix it, because you can. Anyway, let me know if you enjoy these. Again, if you're interested in coaching sessions, or you're interested in talking to me about a coaching session, if you don't want to commit, reach out to me. I will gladly hop on a call with you. You don't have to pay anything for it. You know, reach out to me if you're interested in like a discovery call, which is basically where you figure out if I'm a right fit for you and you're a right fit for me, and we could really get things done together. Again, free of charge if you're interested in that. Email me, tori@torifranco.com. Serious inquiries only, because, you know, I want to work with people who want to work with themselves. Anyway, I love you guys very much, and I will catch y'all in the next one. Peace out.